what can be put into the Constitution can slip away from you very quickly. And the greatest example going on right now before our very eyes is Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, which they're just disappearing with a magic wand, as if it doesn't exist, even though it could not be clearer what it's stating. And so, you know, they want to kick it to Congress. So it's going to be up to us on January 6, 2025, to tell the rampaging Trump mobs that he's disqualified. And then we need bodyguards for everybody and civil war conditions, all because the nine justices, not all of them, but these justices who have not many cases to look at every year, not that much work to do, a huge staff, great protection, simply do not want to do their job and interpret what the great 14th Amendment means. And I'm glad that Sherilyn's creating her new center so we can bring that.
Ruh-roh. Seems like we've got an insurrectionist over here. Here is Jamie Ratskin, and he's telling everybody it doesn't matter if Blonald Blump overcomes a fortified election. It doesn't matter if he's got 90 million supporters. It doesn't matter if he's got 90 million actual voters that exist in the world that are alive, not cats, you weirdo lefties. We're just going to steal it from him on January 6th. Well, I was told that was an insurrection. This is Charlie Kirk over here. Jamie Raskin is saying that Congress will stop Trump from taking office, even if he's chosen by the voters. So he's talking to the insurrectionist statement that is in the Constitution. Even though Donald Trump was never charged with insurrecting. Yeah. You guys never convicted him. You never even impeached him on it. But somehow you're going to find him as an insurrectionist. This comes down to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court kind of handed this to these lefties over here, where the Supreme Court said, well, we're not going to get involved in whether or not Donald Trump was an insurrectionist and an insurrectionist can run for office. You guys need to hold somebody accountable. You need to convict somebody of being an insurrectionist. Congress, go write a law. And then we'll uphold that. And so this piece of crap over here was like, oh, okay, so that's what we'll do. That's the plan. Should you get out there, should you overcome all of this nonsense from these totally not election riggers, then he's saying, well, on January 6th, we just won't certify it. We won't certify it. I was told that not certifying by this same piece of crap, by this same scumbag right here, not certifying an election is an insurrection. He said this. By the way, he tried to not certify Trump's win in 2016. He stood up and he said, I want to contest these electoral votes. And then in 2020, he said, that's illegal now. Now that's illegal, even though he's on record doing it. We got video of him doing it. And now he's back to, well, now I'm going to do it again. So it was fine to contest electoral votes in 2016. It was terrorism in 2020. It's now fine again in 2025. Wow. Fascinating. Oh, no, that's not fascinating. This dude's a commie pig fucker. Yep. This is extremely dangerous. Every Democrat needs to be on record about this immediately. Yes, it is now time to press every single one of these individuals. Get them on record. I don't know if that matters, by the way, because he's on record. You know, again, I guess technically in 2017 trying to contest Donald Trump, then in 2020 saying it was illegal. Now he's back, you know, on video saying he's going to do it again. So I don't know getting these people, but it's worth a shot. Get them on record now. Are you going, if Donald Trump is able to overcome a rigged election, are you going to certify it on January 6, 2025? Get all of them on record. And they're going to say, they're going to hem in, they're going to, huh, of course they are. Because they're all rats. He goes on to say that, you know, we're going to stop them. He says this, by the way, we're going to stop Donald Trump, even if it violates the will of the voters. A couple hundred of these assholes in Congress, we're going to overturn the will of tens and tens and tens and tens and tens of millions of people in America, and we're going to create a civil war environment. He said this. It also sounds like an incitement to violence. We should lock this dude up now. Lock him up now. Presumptive. I guess not the presumptive candidate. He's the actual GOP candidate, and he's going to win. We should just lock up Jamie Raskin right now. Arrest him. Arrest him. Right? You guys are fine with that. But there you go. They're openly telling you what they're going to do. They're openly going to tell you what to do. Why would this guy should be removed from office, by the way? He told you that Joe Biden was the sharpest Joe Biden he's ever seen. 12 hours later, he's saying Joe Biden's got to step down. Joe Biden's got to be removed. And then he goes, oh, my God, thank God Joe Biden's a great humanitarian. He stepped down on his own. No, you forced him out. You committed a coup. You committed a coup. And now a bunch of people who committed a coup are telling you that they're going to violate the will of 90 million American voters. Wow. Incredible times. Incredible times. All right, guys, thank you so much for watching the video, supporting the channel. I kept it to date on these insurrectionists over here. Hit that subscribe button and make way, because the salt must flow.